On the 59th block of Northeast 2nd Avenue in Miami is a pink two-story shop among colorfully painted businesses. Florida Lottery posters encourage passersby to play here. Here is Library Mapu. Inside, small red, blue, and white Haitian flags wave in a breeze from three ceiling fans overhead. But a young German couple is more interested in a painting owner Jean Mapu has for sale in the back.
He's the king of the castle.
Good morning, man.
Little Haiti's Library Mapu is packed with books, newspapers, and postcards. Jammed into the store are 7,000 book titles in Creole, French, and English.
Hello. What's your name?
Clemens.
As the German shoppers can plainly see, this is more than just a bookstore. It's become a haven for Haitian artists, a place where they can gain some exposure.
It's not only here to sell books.
Haitian-American author Edwige Danticat says the tiny shop is a cultural center in this neighborhood.
It's also here to nurture a community, to bring people together, and to celebrate the arts, to celebrate writers and other creators.
But for all its cultural significance to this close-knit community, Library Mapu is struggling.
Once in a blue moon, I can make a big sale, and some days, you know, almost nothing.
The top-selling item at Library Mapu isn't a book or a painting. It's a homemade beverage similar to eggnog. Mapu sells it by the bottle. And if those sales dry up, Mapu says his store will probably close.
Losing the store is just like losing some part of myself.
And that's why some business leaders in this community are pinning their hopes on the store drawing more customers, like the German couple. In other words, the tourist trade.
This location, Library Mapu, is iconic due to the fact that it's been in the area and it has been known as a cultural destination for people to come experience Haiti, its history, the people, and the culture.
Joanne Mallord is director of the Northeast 2nd Avenue Partnership, a nonprofit committed to building business opportunities in Little Haiti.
In order to see more business, it's necessary to increase the awareness, the marketing, the cultural tourism.
The tourists do bring dollars with them, and we'd like to have some of those dollars stay in our community.
Shalera Stein and Jules is owner of the Little Haiti Thrift and Gift Store a few doors down from Library Mapu on Northeast 2nd Avenue.
Vibrant. The businesses are coming back.
Northeast 2nd Avenue runs through the heart of Little Haiti's business community. It's often used as a shortcut for visitors looking to avoid traffic into Miami's hotspots. The challenge is to get those drivers to stop and shop.
As a community, we have to be able to offer what we have, the best that we have, to the people that come through Little Haiti.
San Angeles wants to make the streets of Little Haiti more welcoming to visitors by keeping them clean and decorating for the holidays. Bookstore owner Mapu has visions of a Caribbean book fair that would draw international visitors to Northeast 2nd Avenue.
Now, I want to create a big day in Little Haiti. That big day will be a literary day. That's my dream, you know, and I feel that we can realize it, and Northeast 2nd Avenue can become, you know, a tourist corridor.
I'm Chloe Herring in Miami.